Hey everyone, welcome to episode 54 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Doing great, as always.
Yeah, and you're not the only one here today. We have friend of the show, avid listener to the show, and our second ever guest on again. Welcome back, Matt Arrington.
Hey guys, how are you?
Couldn't be better to have you back on the show, and we've got a pretty fun, unique topic that we kind of teased on the last podcast, so we're ready to rock. How was your last week, Jack? You excited for this big bracket we're doing?
Yeah, you left it with so much ambiguity that I had no idea what to prepare for. Still don't. Can't wait to organize my favorite summer activities, though.
I mean, perfect timing. Summer's around the corner. It feels like we've had the shortest winter of my life for sure. I mean, probably because most of it was stuck inside, so it didn't feel the weather as bad as usual, but thought perfect way to get excited for the summer with March around the corner as well. March Madness brackets were formed on Sunday, so brackets are on the top of everyone's mind. So we thought we'd have Matt on, three of us all debate which of these activities that you guys submitted are our favorite out of the list. So just to give a little lowdown of what we're going to do, we've split all of these 16 items, these 16 summer things, into four conferences. We have a weather conference. That's all these things are based off weather, things that come with summer. We have a sports conference. We have a food and beverage conference. And then we have a party conference, things obviously in regards to partying that you can do in the summer pretty much exclusively. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through, run through the bracket, and eventually get to the final four, the final game, and then figure out what is our best Talk on the Rocks summer item. Any questions from the boys? Anything you're worried about? Anything? I know, Matt, you submitted a couple of these, so hopefully you don't have any biases.
Yeah, no promises on the biases there. I won't tell you what I submitted, so it'll be ambiguous.
I mean, I know which ones you submitted anyway, so I'll make sure to vote against it regardless.
If I didn't think through that.
Okay, I think we'll get started. Probably the most anticipated category is the weather conference. I think the biggest part of summer is the hot, beautiful weather. So we're going to start with our first game here. We have the first option, and what we're going to do, just to preface it, me and Jack are going to go first with the voting. It's best out of three, obviously. Matt, you're always going to be the deciding vote, so you can go last. Because I don't want to make the decision, and I'm sure Jack doesn't either.
I'm so the Simon leave it in your court. The groove.
You're the fourth quarter.
Sounds good.
All right, so the first game, as I said, of the weather conference here. The first pick, or the first team, is having the sun up until 9:30 or 10. That was submitted by Jack C. Thanks, Jack C. And that's pretty much just longer days in the summer. Huge part of the summer. Really like that one. And the second one, submitted by Connor, former guest of the show, he picked the smell of freshly cut grass. I mean, two discreetly summer things. For me, it is kind of a one seed versus a 16 seed if you're looking at it bracket-wise. I mean, I don't wait till the day the June 1st hits and I can start smelling grass again. I don't know about you guys. Do you, we'll throw it maybe Jack. Do you have any commentary? Which one you're thinking? I don't want to slander poor oak.
I agree. I'm a big grass guy. I love lumber, like the Home Depot scents, just sniffing up down the aisles. That's what I had. And that's what I do to get my fix until June 1st rolls around.
Yeah,
I mean, I think you put it best, Tom. It's a seed one versus seed 16 here. Grass smells good, but it's a tough battle when you're going up against longer sunny summer days.
I would also debate that it's not like Connor is going for all the smells that you could possibly have in summer, but there's probably some better smells that come with summer. I don't want to tease any of the picks, but I think it's kind of a good segue. I think we can conclude that we're going to all vote for, it's a bit of a sweep, having the sun up till 9:30 and 10. It makes it to the next round. But that does segue into our next run. This is bonfires at night with a cold drink and s'mores with friends. Now, this one was very unique. I don't know if I agree with every single part of this submission, but they did submit it. So I wanted to include it how they did.
Like a three for one, eh?
I know, but I don't know. I personally, like, for a bonfire, a cold drink and a hot bonfire, I don't know, I feel like that doesn't add up, but it is summer, so it's not like you're going to drink a warm drink outside. And s'mores, I guess that's a pretty good one. I thought it was weather-based with the fire. And then that's going up, actually, one that Matt submitted here is wearing shorts. I know it gets closer to June. I know
the only summer activity.
You didn't play towards the audience here because I don't think Jack's a shorts guy, but I'm a huge short guy, so I feel like we might be split here. But what do you think about those two?
I mean, obviously, I'm a bit biased. I like the shorts one. It's hard to go up against the just powerhouse trio combo of the bonfire drinks and s'mores. But I don't know. I like shorts. I think they're more comfortable than pants. Any excuse to wear those is much better. But actually, you know what? I'll go against my submission and I'll say bonfire. Those are more memories around a bonfire than memories wearing shorts. Yeah.
And that
some of the best things in my life happened during shorts, actually.
That was submitted by Hunza, actually, the bonfires, Matt, just so you know. So
tough word with her. That's cheating.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna vote for shorts though, because I as well love shorts. I wear shorts at home 12 months of the year. And it's even better when I can wear them outside because they're more comfortable. So I'm going shorts. We kind of switched around the order, Jack. So you got the final say. You going shorts or are you going bonfires at night with a cold drink and s'mores with friends?
I'm going for the Mad Lib of a selection. It's the first one. I think that wins to me. I'll probably be wearing pants during the bonfire too.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. Regardless, yeah. I don't think many
people regardless, yeah, that's not
do a bonfire joke. With shorts. All right. Let's go to our next conference, the sports conference. Or do you want to get to the final of each conference first? Maybe let's just go right to it. Let's do Having the Sun Up Till 9:30 by Jack C or Bonfires at Night by Hunza. I'm going to throw it to you, Jay. Which one do you think is going to win here?
Well, they're both kind of nighttime themed. So I'll just go with the bonfire at night because it's probably 9:30 when it's lit. So there we go.
I respect it. I feel like bonfires, though, I mean, not in the middle of winter, but I feel like you can pretty much have it with every certain point of weather. Like, it doesn't need to be distinctly summer. Like, I feel like it could be spring, fall, because it's literally making you hotter. So I think you're good there. I like the sun being up and I like the longer days. So that's my favorite pick here. So I'm going to vote that. So I guess it's 1-1. Decision's on you, Matt.
Yeah. And you know, this is something I guess I've only really noticed now that I have to wake up early for work constantly. While the sun, it's nice being up at 9. It means I'm waking up to just darkness, which I mean, yeah, longer days are nice, but it's kind of tougher in the mornings. So I don't really see many negatives to the whole bonfire thing. Well, I do see some for the sun being up, so I got to go bonfire here.
Wow. Hunza's pick makes it to the final four. I didn't see that coming personally when I picked all these. I probably would have put that as, no, that's a pretty high on there, but I like wearing shorts better than that and the sun being up, but definitely the girls.
We'll have to look at the rules next time. Set some stricter rules on how many submissions per you can do.
Yeah,
trifecta here.
But if I just cut that at bonfires, would you have changed your mind?
Oh, bonfires a powerhouse.
I'm a big bonfire fan.
I'm really just looking at the bonfires.
One of my favorite Childish Gambino songs.
that's half the reason you picked it.
My favorite song in Breaking Bad.
All right, let's move on to the sports conference here. A couple of these are kind of similar, but obviously, it being sports, you got to have some differences here. So our first game here, this is outdoor pickup sports. So Glenn and Gray submitted this one. I think both of them were thinking basketball. You get out to the court, be able to play outside, whether it be like hockey, pickup ball, things like that. And then the second one, that's facing off as another outdoor sport. But this one's got his own category because multiple people. I know you submitted this, Matt. Ben submitted it. That's hitting the links and playing golf. So we got two types of sports. I would say that this one's, I know what I'm going to pick, but I'd say it's kind of even because I feel like golf is like a pretty isolated sport unless you're like get into it and start to like it. Like if you can't play golf, you just never want to play it, but you can go like play pick up basketball pretty easy. So what are you thinking, Jay?
I can't play either. I can drink at one and I'll pick the golf then for that reason.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to go golf too. I think golf is pretty much distinctly summer too. Like unless you're going in to do some indoor golf, maybe some mini putt, but I think you can play the other sports. Like you'd rent a ball court, play inside, you can play hockey inside. I think there's nothing better than a nice sunny day and some golf, as most of us found out last summer. So before we even get to Matt, it's one, but I assume you're going to go golf as well, Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to go golf and I'll get to more of my pros for it, I guess, next round. But I mean, golf is not a very high intensity sport. So on a hot summer day, you're not really boiling and sweating buckets. Whereas if you're playing pickup basketball or ball hockey, you basically want to stop after the first 3 minutes because you're going to die of dehydration.
Very true. Good points. And then we've got our second in the sports conference. So the first team is late night walks submitted by Connor. So the weather's nicer. It's not cold at night. So you can go for a nice leisurely walk. And then the second one there is catching a Jays game at the Rogers Center. That was submitted by Ben and Gray. Nothing better than when you can go down, walk down to the Rogers Center, grab a couple drinks and watch a Blue Jays game. That is distinctly summer, especially if you're in the city. I think that's a good one there. What do you think, Jay?
I'm a walk guy, especially late at night. That's one of my favorite activities. It's in my bios on all social media platforms. I'm a walk enthusiast. Chances are, if it's nighttime, I'm walking around your house.
Okay, I respect it. What about you?
Every word that I think.
I know. Walking around your house.
I'm just, it's like a good chance.
I'm going to pick Jays games. I mean, there's nothing like a summer baseball game. It's just pretty much just like a way to go and have a conversation, but you're doing it outside in the sun and you got like a live television in front of you. So I love going to the Jays game, even though some people say it's not the most exciting sport. It's a very conversational sport. And distinctly summer. So I'm going to even it up there. It's off to you for this one, Matt.
Yeah, and I like walks. And obviously, it's much nicer to go on a walk when it's not freezing cold and you got the wind in your face. So definitely pros there. But just the social aspect, the atmosphere of a baseball game is, especially Jays one at the Rogers Center, it's unbeatable, I'd say. And I'm hoping we can get back to some of those soon this summer, if we're lucky.
Especially now that you're in the city, it's not too far away from you, is it?
Like 30-minute walk.
Okay, so kind of far, but
if you take that at night, it could win then maybe.
I'll run over.
You sound pretty anti-walk, actually, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'm a big walk guy.
Doesn't sound like it.
All right, so we're halfway through the bracket here, halfway through the conferences. Let's stop, take a quick drink. What are you having on the rocks today, Jay?
Just bourbon and some orange juice.
Pretty healthy. Kind of summery, though, with the orange juice in there. I didn't go the summer route. St. Patty's tomorrow, so I grabbed a couple nice Guinnesses that I'm choking down. Pretty good. I heard Guinness is one of the healthier beers, too, which I was very surprised about. I mean, it's not like it's going to be on, like, the front cover of a Weight Watchers Digest or something, but in regards to beer... And like thinking that you would think a Guinness would be one of the worst beers ever, but apparently it's not too bad for you. Yeah, I think it's not too bad in the carb area, which surprised me as well. Don't quote me on it, but I don't know. Maybe you'll start drinking the Guinness now when you're before a workout or something. Put your protein in it, Matt.
Oh, God. Couldn't do that.
What about yourself?
Yeah, I got a. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I didn't actually go and buy this. I'm temporarily home, so I had to like scavenge through the fridges here. But a perfectly summer drink, a Smirnoff Ice Berry Blast. I think arguably one of the most summer drinks there is in terms of coolers.
I would say if we like nitpicked and actually went through and selected like, say, the 16 top summer drinks, it would definitely be on there. Like, obviously, just took submissions, but that would be like one of the upper echelon summer drinks, I would say for sure.
Oh, the White Claws are new age, but this has been there for at least since I started drinking, which is, how old am I? Let's say five years ago.
15 years.
4 years ago.
I'm going to tell my kids about that one.
It is sweet though. That's the only knock on it, but a lot of those drinks are sweet. You can only have a couple to get you started, but yeah. Definitely uniquely summer. All right. Speaking of the beverages, let's segue into our food and beverages conference. The first game here, we have patio drinks submitted by Glenn and a backyard barbecue. Patio drinks was fairly general, but I thought it was a worthy submission because you can really have anything. You can have a beer, you can have a sangria, a Caesar, but it's something different about the drink when you're having it on the patio, and that's distinctly summer. You're not doing that in the winter, maybe during this crazy winter, but no other winter in your lifetime. And then that's up against the backyard barbecue. Some people do barbecue during the winter, but it's a lot different when you can get out there, have a nice little beer and cook up a steak or a hamburger and then eat it outside. So I thought those were two really fierce matchups. Where are you leaning, Jay?
I'm going to go barbecue. We don't have to barbecue. We can make whatever. But I go with the option that I'm not paying a lot for drinks and I'm picking barbecue. And you can have more people. Not yet, though, but soon.
Good point. That is a good point that I didn't think of. Cost is a factor for patio drinks, but because it only happens for a select amount of months in the year when you really want a good patio time, maybe after a game of golf, I got to go patio drinks. They're a completely different drink. Like having a nice cold cider or pint on the patio, that's distinctly summer. And I do love the barbecue, but I think patio drinks wins it for me. What about yourself, Manny?
Yeah, tough position. I think you both made pretty good points, and I think these are two powerhouse options. But I think when it comes down to it, it comes down to how much I'll be enjoying myself. And when I'm spending $10 a pop on a drink, it's not going to be the best feeling when I'm leaving there with like a maybe $100 bill. So I'll take the backyard barbecues. You bring your own drinks. Don't have to worry about a ride there or back, assuming it's at a friend's house nearby. Could be a pool, more options. Don't have to worry about the noise or the music. But, I mean, again, tough decision, but that one edges it out.
That is true. I was kind of thinking of just the barbecue itself and, like, eating and not the party aspect of it. So, definitely, if I take that into account, probably give it to backyard barbecue. So I think it's the proper winner. Food and beverages is a pretty powerhouse conference, I do have to say. As you'll see with this next game, we have a Corona with lime submitted by Ben versus what Connor and Matt submitted. I combined the two. So Connor said a margarita, but I think we can mix in
Matt said any Apple sort TV. Of Matt said white Russian.
Oh.
We're going to mix in like the seltzers in there too. All the fruitier type drinks, maybe with ice in them. So we're putting up the beer of the summer versus all those iced up drinks. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I've seen this TikTok recipe for the Coronas. That looks good. Sunrise, don't know if we're allowed. Are we allowed to add that in?
No, it's kind of Corona with lime, I think. That's
is that where they're adding like the liqueurs to it, Jack?
Yeah, it's like you put like a little like bit of red tequila and a little orange juice, grenadine.
Oh yeah, that looks pretty sweet.
It looks, if I can't pick that, I have to go the seltzer.
Coronas you just drink so quick though, so it's like the prep time and the drink time is like the exact same. And it's like, oh, I want very another Corona. Give me 10 minutes.
A lot of extra labor for me. That's why I'm going margarita.
Extra, I would say the Corona is like the easiest. All you got to do is chop up a lime. But I guess
if I'm already doing stuff, I'm going all out.
Including that, that's true. Yeah, I'm going Corona. I think it's the drink of the summer. I tried to drink a Corona in like January. I had like six Coronas and I was like, this is not the same at all. Something about drinking that beer outside hits completely differently. So I'm going to even it up and go Corona with lime.
I'm going to totally agree with you there, Thomas. I think while both taste good, these fruity drinks, these seltzers, you really can drink them all year round, but Corona just with the lime especially tastes way better for some reason in the months of like June, July, and August. So, and if we're talking about, I mean, a summer bracket, you got to give it the edge.
Yeah, it's tough too because like last
it's not
summer,
even the beer of summer, but I'm just letting you guys know it's not even the beer of summer.
What is that, Brava?
Yeah, of course. Everyone drinks that.
Never
it's literally the beer of summer. Life.
I mean, there's a lot. There are some minor substitutes. Like you could throw a Sol in there and it tastes all right, but there's something about a Corona. I don't know. That's tough though, because White Claws are substantial. Like I think last summer I sat out and had a Corona when my dad cooked on the barbecue, or sorry, had a White Claw, and like that's delicious. Like an ice cold White Claw is so good as well. But I think the Corona is more distinctly summer.
Yeah. All right, that's like that's I was drinking White Claws recently. It's like it's not like a summer exclusive.
Yeah,
you're an alcoholic. Exactly. That's why. That's not. You can't blame the White Claw for that. It's too good. You're literally excluding it because it's too good.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
I would say that's that division itself. All four of those probably could have went to like the final four, potentially.
Yeah,
it went up against the other conferences so far. There are some good ones from the other conferences, but I think that's a really tough one to beat there. All right, let's move on to one of the most exciting conferences. One of the things that I definitely look forward to most during the summer, and that's the party conference. Things you can do during the summer that just don't really fly during the winter. So the first one submitted by Connor, this is pool parties. I know, Matt, you've pool yourself. You'd love to host pool parties. So this is something that we've done in the past, and I look forward to hopefully being able to do this summer. And then the other one submitted by Gray. This I kind of combined two. Glenn submitted long weekends. Gray submitted darties. And I thought that was perfect. So I put it together for a long weekend dartie. So, for example, Canada Day, get the cooler packed up around noon, head over to the friend's house, and then you're there spending the rest of the night. You got your Canada leaf on your chest, and you're just having a great day. And that's almost distinctly summer, is having one of the big long weekends of the summer and just spending the whole day outside is something you can't do there in the winter. That's something special. So those are two great types of parties that are summer specific. Which one do you like better, Jay?
I'll go pool. It's just tried and true, classic American, good old fashioned fun, getting wet with your friends. What's better?
I think a darty is better. No, it's tough because they're very similar. I feel like a darty could be a pool party.
I don't even know what that is.
A darty? It's like a
I've never used that term in my life.
I've never used this term in my life.
It's just a day party. Like the two words, day and party. So it just goes.
Like, oh, I thought it had something to do with cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. No. My bad.
Oh, I'm
my
like,
bad.
That sounds terrible.
I thought that was like common.
You know,
sit outside all day,
go to a cottage, grab a beer, 18 packs of cigarettes later.
Chain smoking versus pool parties.
You didn't stop me when I was talking it up so much. It's like
I was waiting
that
for
time
you
on Canada Day when we had 16 packs.
I'm waiting for you to say Newports or something. Marlboro.
So did that affect your choice, Jack? Or are you still sticking with your pool party?
I think they're kind of just the same thing when I think about when we did have day parties when there was a pool.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I'm just going to stick with the same thing. They both mean the same to me now.
Yeah. Now that you say that, they are kind of similar. I'm thinking of more your long weekend parties or your Canada Days, your special summer-centric parties. And though like Canada Day is one of, I would say it's the best weekend of the year for sometimes when we can all get together. Like I think back on not this year, but the 3 or 4 years before, those are some of the best days ever of the summer, I would say Canada Day. So I'm going to go with the long weekend darty. So something special about, like a pool party might just be on your Saturday and then the next day you already got the Sunday scaries. Whereas on these long weekends, you got that extra Monday off. So Saturday, not even getting a sniff of the work week. You still got your Sunday and your Monday ahead of you. So I'm going to go with the long weekend darty to even it up. Not even doing this on purpose. Genuine opinion. Maddie, it's to you.
Okay, were they always long weekends when we're talking about the darty? Because that's really swaying my opinion now.
Yeah. That was kind of.
Yeah. The long weekend darties. It's.
Well, I mean, yeah, I got to go with that. And I mean, not just
yeah, you'd be
long
dumb
weekend,
not to at this point.
Like, obviously, both are really like fun events. And I just know every time I have like a pool party, I'm like in the pool for max 5 minutes the whole time. So I don't know how much the pool aspect really sways my opinion. So
it's nice to cool
down. I'll go
down
for a darty. Yeah, it's nice to like hop in, but I'm too much of a prissy boy. If my hair gets wet, my day's ruined. So I'll go with the Darty.
All right. I respect it. Also just figured out that we didn't go through and pick our eventual winners for their other conferences. So we'll go through and do that after, and then we'll hit back, but we'll finish up the party conference here. We are going to pit Cottages by Connor versus Music Festivals and Outdoor Concerts submitted by Glenn. I think this is a good one. Cottages, obviously you can go up during the winter, but really, most people are shutting down their cottages during the winter, and it's a pretty summer-centric place to go. And then music festivals, you think about your Veld, your Way Homes, all festivals like that, they're all happening during the summer. Or you're heading to Bud Stage, and you're having that outdoor concert. Let's not think about the ACC, Scotiabank concerts. We're thinking about the discreetly concerts that are done outdoors during the summer. Jay, where are you leaning? This is a tough one.
Very- now that you threw concerts into it, I don't want to go to a music fest anymore. We don't really have good ones here that appeal to me, at least. I think I would always have fun at a cottage rather than there's times where I just don't want to be at a music festival anymore. So I would go cottage, but concerts are fun. So that's a tough one to throw in at the last second.
Yeah, it is tough. And I think it evens it out a bit, but I am.
It does 100%.
Yeah, and I think that was the point. But some of our best memories or some of our craziest memories are at the Velds, and I would love to go to Oceaga still. So I think that's a great selection. Like, I think it's still a tough pick, but I am going to go to Cottages. I think that's just such a fun memory as well, going up with some buddies or some family and just sitting outside by the water and having some drinks. It's just so relaxing and so zen. And then you can just go inside and have fun, listen to tunes, so... I've never owned a cottage, but love going to other people's. So I'm gonna go cottage here. So it doesn't really matter your pick, Maddie, but let's hear what you're going with anyways.
Yeah, I mean, just to make it simple, yeah, cottage. Nice. Festivals are fun, and same with concerts, but as fun as they are in the moment, knowing that leaving it is just like a swarm of people. And also just the idea of that in the COVID world just sounds crazy now too.
Yeah.
Cottages are nice. Concerts. Yeah, and you squeeze out with another 1,000 people.
Yeah. All right. So let's go back up to the sports conference quickly. We have a tough pick here. We have hitting the links versus catching a Jays game. Actually, now that I say it out loud, I don't know if it's necessarily a tough pick. I'm going with golf. You guys know how much I love golf. I've talked about it enough on the podcast. I'm going hitting the links. What about you, Jay?
All in on the Jays. Gotta go see it. No, I'm going golf.
Okay. And is that 3-for-3, Matt? Are you picking golf as well?
That's a 3-for-3. Can't beat golf.
You know what's so funny is we're all saying that now. But I feel like if I said that like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, no one would agree. Do you think?
Oh, I'd love to see the stat, like the stat on how many people like golf
post-COVID. Versus the Jays?
Because people were basically forced to golf.
Yeah, no, that's
like last summer, right? Like if you wanted to get out and socialize with people or do an activity, you had golfing or walking around.
I don't think I could find anyone to golf with. Not like I golfed a ton. Like I've golfed consistently, but I took a couple years off, but I think it's because like none of you guys golfed and wanted to. And I don't really want to do something by my, it's not like golf's fun, but I wouldn't want to go and do that by myself all the time. So. Yeah, but I think that's pretty unanimous that, especially after last summer, hitting the links is going to win the sports conference. So that's in the final four. Let's go to the food and bevs conference. So we have two heavy hitters here. We have your backyard barbecue, and we have your Corona with lime, both submitted by Ben. Let's go to you first, Jay. What are you picking here?
Wait, are we arguing a barbecue over the Corona?
Yeah, they're both food and drinks. Like they're different.
I'm gonna go barbecue.
I mean, I think it's obviously Corona with lime. Like, I think that's the most distinctly summer thing ever. Like, I think it's one of the.
I don't know the merits on what we're arguing. Like, would I rather have a barbecue or have a Corona?
I mean, which I think the definition of this bracket is what's more or what is more summer. Summer. And like what we enjoy the most when it comes to summer. I mean, like, yeah, I don't know what we're really debating here. And
true.
comparing a barbecue to a Corona, maybe there is a bit of line of iffiness there, but I personally think it's clear cut that the Corona
I'll go Corona just because I don't want to host the barbecue or cook anything. And I feel just having the Corona would just be the easier option. I'll go with that.
What about you, Maddie?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm talking my past experience of barbecuing for other people outside in a summer day, it's just like those little cheap hot dogs. And I mean, if you're going to compare those to a Corona, Corona wins every time. So we'll do the clean sweep on Coronas.
All right. And then the party conference, we've got our long weekend Darty versus cottages. This is tough for me. And I think this is easier to compare. It's not kind of like the last one. There's blurred lines. I think this one's pretty clear. They're completely different. And I don't know, Jack, do you want me to throw it to you first? You ready to make your selection?
They both seem like they would just go well together. I'm going to go cottage just for the same reason I did that last time. I enjoyed my times at a cottage. I don't know, actually. This is a tough one. I just like cottages.
Because pool parties and long weekend Darties kind of went together. Yeah, and melded, so that made it tougher. But this one, they're two distinct different things. Like, one, you can do it at a cottage, but like, you can separate the two
together. They'd be a great pairing. I'm gonna just keep going cottage, though. I love them.
Do you know what you're gonna pick for sure, Matt?
No, I'm honestly on the fence here.
All right, I'll try to convince you here. I'm going to go with long weekend Darties because I just the euphoria of a long weekend and like knowing that you're going to spend a whole day with your family or your friends outside, beautiful weather. I think that's a go-to pick, maybe on a Canada Day. Cottages are great, and I did pick it last time, but I feel like sometimes even during the winter, you can get that same level of euphoria by like renting an Airbnb, going to a hotel, like you're going somewhere else staying.
A hotel is not a cottage. You get an ice machine, I guess, out of it.
Yeah, but you get excited to go to a hotel. Like, hey,
excited to go to the Best Western.
Well, you're not talking about the Best Western here. I love what going hotel? To hotels. There's the a hotel on 100 King on you King made that Street. Up. No, I've been there. I went there. You go before a concert, and it's like, yeah, we're going to a concert, but we're also going to Toronto, or we're going to Montreal, and we're checking into a hotel. You go grab your keys, throw your luggage in there. There's a bed.
Hotel, baby.
You could have a shower. You could order room service. You can kind of just do whatever you want. Like, you don't have to worry, like, hey, I got to clean my house before we have a pre. It's like, no, you're at this cool hotel, and, like, everyone's doing everything for you. Like, I think hotels are awesome. I don't know if that's just because, like, I don't know. I
love hotels.
Is that crazy, Matt?
I get out of the morning for a hotel. Crazy rant
here?
I can see where you're coming from. I don't think I've ever heard someone as passionately rant about their love for hotels, but I do see the benefits.
The communist twin used to wreak havoc in a hotel, so he has fond memories of it.
I just think that it's the pure excitement of having a Darty during the summer on a long weekend is so much better in comparison to the lift you get of a cottage over like another stay.
I hate the term Darty. I don't know why. I'm going to go, okay, what would you rather do? What would you, long weekend or a hotel?
Long weekend or a hotel?
Those could be the same. Yeah.
Would you rather have a long weekend or get a hotel?
I would rather have a long weekend.
I would go a long weekend. I mean, I don't know how much Thomas swayed me, but I will agree with him on the, I'll just say day party because I'm with Jack. That term is not in my vocab, but I like a day party more. I mean, the cottage is nice, but I think when you think about cottages, the big thing you do is you're like swimming in the lake or kayaking, canoeing. Those aren't like something I'm super crazy about. And I mean, at a day party, it's just hanging out with your buddies and drinking all day. So that wins in my boat.
Just turned into like rather than an actual bracket, it's just a debate between Jack and I, and then you settling it on the last pick.
And I take just pure finances into account. Yeah, what's gonna just cost comparisons.
All right, fellas, we've got in down to the final four. So this pits us up the weather conference versus the sports conference and the food and bevs conference versus the party conference. So it was a long time ago, but just a reminder that the first one for the weather conference is bonfires at night with a cold drink and s'mores with friends, submitted by Hunza. And that goes up against hitting the links.
Oh, what a blow.
This is tough. Two distinctly different, I would say, two major different demographics would maybe like this, different times of the day, completely different options. But which one are you leaning towards, Jay?
I think golf's fun. Like, I like getting out there as well. I'm not that good at it, so I'm better at bonfires than I am at golf. So I'm going to say bonfires. It's more fun to me. It's more social of with all my friends there.
Woo.
Good times.
Yeah, that is a good point. I'm shit at golf as well, but it's one of the few things that I can be shit at, and like it frustrates me, but I still love doing it. Wouldn't have got last summer would not have been enjoyable one bit if there wasn't golf. I don't know. I just think it's so distinctly summer as well. I know I touched on this before, but bonfires I feel like are more of a year round thing, and golf is distinctly summer. So nothing better than hitting the links, having a cold pint, and you can still hang out with four people, right? And you get to sit with them the whole time in the cart. I just think you get a little bit of physical activity.
Nice divider.
I mean, you're probably drinking more beers than you are burning calories walking around, but nothing better than waking up, even going out the night before, maybe going to a bonfire, but waking up early the next morning. There's nothing better that you know that something is like distinctly summer and distinctly awesome if you can go on like a massive bender the night before and still wake up at like 9 a.m., 8 a.m. to do it and still have fun. And I think that just shows how fun golf is to go with your buddies or your family. So I'm locking in golf here and leaving the decision up to Maddie.
Yeah, another tough one for me to decide. I think you both have pretty good points. But, I mean, I think the one first thing about golf that throws me off is I am not good at golf. I can have the odd good swing, but most of the time I just duff it. And, I mean, it doesn't ruin the day, but it's you have those moments where you're just like, why am I here, until you hit your next actual good shot. And waking up early can kind of deter the night before. If I know our tees times at like 9 o'clock, even you might be hesitant to go as hard the night prior. So I'd say bonfires. I think both have a lot of positives, but bonfires in general, more people for one, so more camaraderie there. You have tunes going, nice warm fire. Oh, but you got mosquitoes too. Shit. You know, I'll just go bonfire.
I'm disgusted that this one made it. I am disgusted that this
the three
made it.
The three
combo. I don't even know.
Hunza paid me off.
You're having s'mores, I guess. That's kind of summer. You're having a cold drink.
I have not argued for the s'mores. I hate s'mores.
I know. We got rid of the last two things. Like, we're literally just saying bonfires. Like, the
bonfire carries the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking at what bonfires beat out, like the sun up late, wearing shorts, late night walks, catching Jays Sports games. Five. I think they're all better than bonfires. But hey, voted. Man. It was a Democratic vote, so I'm okay with it. But I'm amazed that bonfires got
not my summer activity
tournament. To me, that's a 16 seed running the table. But I can't really say that because we definitely have had some good bonfire times in the past. Second one, we have Coronas with Lime versus the Long Weekend Darty. This is a tough one. What are you going with? Sorry, day party, guys.
Thank you.
Woo!
You dissuade me with that one. I'm going day party all night.
I feel like we've talked about it so much. This distinct one that I can't even say.
What are you going to say? Corona and Lime, that hasn't been said.
I know this one's tough because I feel like even though I've been kind of backing day party the whole time, I feel like you can still do this during like all year round, even though it's a lot better to do it outside.
Summer event.
I know.
Just argue in the summer.
I know. I'm just saying, like, but you can still do it all year round. You can still party all day, Super Bowl Sunday, things like that, where it's not the summer. Obviously, it's not outside. but I think I'm going to go with Coronas with lime here. I backed it the whole time, and I just think it is so summer, and so many people wouldn't even think about touching it when it's not the summer. So I'm going to lock in Coronas with lime, even though I love a good darty during the summer.
Okay, I guess I got a tiebreak again. So I think, well, you're not wrong. You can have a day party any time of the year. You're only really having day parties and any other day that's not a summer day on like the special days, like a St. Paddy's, maybe like a Christmas Homecoming. Day. So really any Saturday you want in summer could be a day party. And I mean, I don't know if this is counts for like the logistics of it, but like you could have a Corona and lime at a day party too. So I'm going to go day party here.
Yeah. They all have gone together nicely.
Maybe right. There's a bonfire at the day party.
I know this is it's coming full circle.
We rented a cottage for it too, and we're all wearing shorts.
It's a day party, and the bonfire is at night, so it's actually a perfect mix here. It's like, are you preferring this darty long weekend Canada Day, or are you excited about kind of just chilling around the fire, casually chatting, getting bitten by mosquitoes,
a nardy,
freezing cold drink? I mean, I'm biased with. I am definitely, without a doubt, going with a long weekend darty. That was presented to us by Glenn and Gray. Thank you, guys. That is my definite pick. I wouldn't say it's my pick that I would pick to win the tournament before it started, but looks like that's on the way to winning. But let's hear from you guys first. Maybe you're sticking to your bonfire pick instead. What do you say, Jay?
I'm going to say day party as well. Bonfires are fun and all, but yeah, the mosquitoes throw me off. I don't know if they're out more specifically against me at bonfires, but yeah, I'm not going nerdy, as Matt said. I will go for the day party.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's won. Matt, I assume maybe you're gonna pick that anyways, or were you gonna stick with the bonfire there?
Yeah, no, in the least anticlimactic way to finish it, we'll do the clean sweep. Got to go with the day party.
Well, that's the thing, though. If you guys voted in a more competitive pick on the other side, it would have been a lot more exciting for the final pick. But we have.
If I knew my only pick was shorts, I would have powered that to the final.
There were some other good ones on there, but I will admit the bottom of the bracket was tougher. So it does make sense that we got one from the bottom of the bracket. But
I really wish we could have carried shorts further now.
Yeah, I know. It's such a weird thing, but it is distinctly summer. Like the definition of what is a distinctly summer thing, that's on there for sure. So I don't know.
I should have prefaced it with shorts outside because like you, Tom, I wear shorts 12 months of the year.
Yeah, I know. But
I'm wearing shorts right now. Like,
yeah, that's implied, though. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. So we've come to the end of our draft. Just to recap, we had bonfires at night with a cold drink and s'mores with friends, submitted by Hunza. We had hitting the links, submitted by Matt, Ben, and a few others. We had Coronas with lime, submitted by Ben. And then long weekend darty, submitted by Glenn and Gray. And then the winner in the end was the long weekend darty. I think that's definitely deserving of a W and something that we've definitely had a lot of good times doing. So happy we came to the end. What'd you think about the draft? Do you think it was a little logistically tough, or do you think it was fun in the end?
I think you made a good draft the way you formatted it with the kind of categories. A bit of ambiguity, but I mean, nothing really you could do there. I think just based off of the submissions that was going to happen, but no, I think it was good.
Yeah, I guess we could have selected them ourselves, but I feel like that's not as fun as, well, I knew them before because I set up the bracket, but like you two just kind of went off cuff, which I feel like is more authentic and more entertaining. So I think that's worth it to get the guest submissions. All right. I don't know how long we've been going, but you have a couple of minutes, Matt, or do you need to get out of here?
Nah, man, I got nothing going on.
All right. I didn't prep anything. Jack, I assume you didn't prep anything.
I have not prepped anything.
You're right. Matt, I know you're a massive fan of the show. You're texting me, calling me, emailing me, sending messenger pigeons to make sure we keep posting podcasts whenever we go away for a couple weeks. So do you have any topics that you want to talk about? Any questions for us? Any things you want to breeze over for the next little bit of time? not to put you on the spot, but I'm sure you have a list maybe written in a notebook in your pocket or the notes of your phone.
You know, I have a binder, hundreds of pages, but it's in my Toronto apartment. I'm not there right now. So I'll just go off the top of the head. Nice. Well, I mean, obviously you posted your Marvels list, Thomas. I think you almost were scared to admit it publicly on a podcast because you had a couple controversial placements there. You just tweeted it out with no explanation.
I did. I mean, we had one episode, so I think it was my initial rankings, I would say, is the first 6 or 8 movies. And I went over that with Jack. He didn't really push me. But as you guys know, I could watch a movie and then 3 days later, it's like I didn't even watch the movie. I don't know, something in my brain doesn't stick with movies and names and things like that. But that being said, what I made sure I did as I was watching them all was I ranked them. So I just put them in, and as I'd watch another movie, I'd sub it in somewhere. So I don't know.
So you'd watch like Iron Man 2. And you've only seen like 5 other movies and you might be like, that's probably the 12th best. And then if you watch another one, would you be like, oh, that's the 12th best? Like Iron Man 2 is the 13th best now? Or
it was kind of easy because you'd have your going list. So say I've watched 8 movies and all the movies before were obviously previous. So I could just slot in where I thought that movie fit. Mm. So they were always moving. And I felt like that was pretty effective because right after you finish watching the movie, you know exactly how you liked it. So I wanted to rank it right away. The only problem with that is, like, I ranked 20 movies here. So what's the first movie? The first movie is Captain America, right? I ranked that 19th. Yes. That was the last movie. I watched that 20 movies ago. So that's realistically probably 40 hours of film after, at least. So
wait, are you saying the first movie in the actual timeline or, like, released?
In the timeline.
Oh, okay.
I watched it from like the
that's
Disney
the funny
Plus
thing
timeline
that I'll
order.
Bring up when I like listen to this podcast in my cars. There's sometimes where like you guys slip up on something, and I'm like, this is the answer, and I just want to come on the show and tell you guys
what are some examples or is
well like
many?
If you were there specifically saying that was the first event like Marvel movie, I'd be like, no, it's Iron Man.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I think I said I was doing it by timeline order.
You
though.
Did.
I'm pretty sure I
mentioned. I'm pretty sure you did.
Because I'm pretty.
I don't read either.
Oh.
I don't know. But anyway, I know what you're saying though, because yeah, it's definitely I went by timeline order because I just felt like that would, because I wasn't watching that live. That I think that made the most sense to me.
Like, it does make the most sense. Yeah. Because our rankings are pretty much parallel. I think you have Captain Marvel kind of high, and I had mine kind of low because. You probably watched, that was probably the second one you watched, and that was probably the last one I watched. And by that time, I fucking hated those movies. But right below.
I think,
and
though, you it's also... almost better to watch it in terms of when it released in theaters, though, because I think, especially with the end credit scenes, those all, like, build off each other sequentially, where, like you said, yeah, if you watch Captain Marvel, that's probably, like, the second one you watch, but it's, like, the 19th Marvel movie.
Well, the thing is, Jack, also, when he watched it, he watched some of the probably best movies right before, too, so... He's got like the recency bias of some very good movies.
That is true. Yeah, it was coming
so
off.
So he's like, fuck, this is so much
it's
worse.
Coming off Infinity War. Yeah.
Exactly. Off Infinity War? So yeah, that's the problem with when you guys watch them live is like that recency bias where I'm going right from the beginning, where I personally didn't really like the Captain America. I don't like those like older type war movies as much. So I kind of pissed that away. And then a couple of the Thors I didn't really enjoy. And those were kind of like that beginning echelon. And then as soon as I know the Iron Mans are like right away as well, but I was like, this is not even comparable to the other ones I'm watching. But I know Matt, I don't think you're a fan of Captain Marvel, but I did like that better than quite a few of the other movies.
I didn't. Yeah. Like it I was just Thors. Mainly Doctor Strange is the one that stuck out to me the most. That's a tough last spot. For him,
your last one.
Yeah, it is. It is. I don't know.
I thought it was like I thought you liked it.
No, I. Okay.
Oh no, you said
you
liked
what?
Him. You didn't like the movie.
You know what's bad? Like, no, I thought he was great in Avengers After that liked, followed.
Yeah.
I thought he and he's such a prominent character, but I don't know. I feel like movies are so much about the mood you're in when you're watching it. I found that I just like was not engaged. When the movie was happening, I don't know if I wasn't following it as well. And like, I don't know. It started off kind of cool. He's like the surgeon, blah, blah, blah. And then he just goes into this like magical, I mean, I can't talk about legitimacy of any of these movies because, like, it's literally a superhero.
Not enough talking raccoon.
It just seemed kind of bizarre to me that he just went and, like, found this, like, magical, I don't know.
Playing basketball told him where to find it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was like, he randomly found this guy who was like, I'm sounding so stupid because we were talking about Marvel movies.
You didn't like Wong listening to Beyonce by the end? That was great character development.
Also, I just didn't fully grasp what they were doing. Like, it wasn't as tangible. But I will tell you, I did rank Captain Marvel ahead of him. But by the end of the series in timeline order, my least favorite character was definitely Captain Marvel. It was like this person who just was never there, acted like the busiest person ever. And like, true. She kept saying like, oh, I got the whole galaxy to look after, blah, blah, blah. But it's just like, it was like they were just mailing it in. Like they just showed up, literally did the most important solution to like solve the movie and like save everything. It's like, why'd you just not show up like two movies earlier and everything would have been okay?
It's like a group mate who doesn't do anything for the group presentation, and then on the presentation day they show up and they just kill it, and you're kind of like,
yeah,
all right, like I guess you helped us there, but don't really do much besides this.
Yeah So I'd agree. And I know Jack, as I was watching them, was kind of telling me what the kind of the chalk rankings were going to be. And I saw them online, but I just went off cuff with how I enjoyed the movie. So that's how I made the selections. And I think close to my top, it's pretty similar to what most people agreed with, other than my Iron Man rankings, I would say.
Yeah,
your Iron Man rankings.
Yeah, like that was
the thing that people would get mad at.
I kind of am tempted to watch all three over again, and my opinion would probably change, but I'd also probably just change because of all the biases that people have been saying since I made those rankings. But yeah, I'll probably have to watch those three over again in order and see which ones I like.
I feel like the third one would be confused.
Yeah, I remember just leaving the theater and not liking it. But I feel like ranking the 20 Marvel movies might be the most controversial thing you could do on the internet. Like, there's not a more passionate group of people and a more like large and diverse list where like you could do the math on it. I don't know how many different variants you could have with this list, but you're not going to find someone who agrees with your list of like 20 for 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like any list you could make. Like,
no, I know. Order. No, for sure. And it's like I was saying, I could like wake up in the morning and just be in a grumpy mood and happen to be on my whatever, say Doctor Strange was like the 15th movie or something. And like, I wasn't as happy that day. He's not getting a good ranking, which is kind of biased, but it's just the way it happens when you're watching like what, probably 40 or 60 hours of movies.
Yeah, no, Marvel movies are the worst quite things to rank.
Stretch.
Hopefully we have better luck when we rank.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We'll have better luck when we rank our top 10 BTS members.
Yeah.
That will have no blowback, I bet.
Rank the Star Wars movies, and the original three are always around the last. Yeah, the worst. I guess our last thing that's related to the summer topic, assume we get a somewhat normal summer, what's your guys' personal most thing you're looking forward to?
Personally,
you're probably going to say golf, but like,
I think I didn't see many people last summer. I was pretty close to home. So I would say that hopefully we can all get vaxxed up and we can see more people, which is big for me. Like realistically, outside of my family, Maria, and like a few close people, I haven't talked to people in real life in a long time. So I hope that I have the conversational and social skills. They didn't kind of evaporate over the last year. So that's going to be a big moment for me. Golf as well. I want to try to get a bit better at golf this year. For the amount I played last summer, I feel like I should be substantially below average, but still decent. Like, be able to hit the ball consistently. So that's a goal by the end of the summer, because I think I'll be playing a lot of golf again. I don't know. Jay, do you have any? I got to think.
No, yeah, socializing would be fun. I like, I'm a fan of the drive-in movies are fun. Those open up in the summer. Concerts would be fun to go to again. Hopefully the weekend one goes through.
I'm curious.
I don't think that's summer at all, but
concerts this summer?
I don't think in Canada.
Like US, they'll you probably might have like back to normal, but
November summers or November concerts. But
what about you, Matt? Do you have any that stick out to you right away? Is when you ask the question.
Just like enjoying like the city life. I moved to Toronto last August when things was basically closed down. So from paying rent for months to just stay in my house, which is maybe not the best financial decision, but when I can start really capitalizing on what the city has to offer, especially this summer, that'll be nice.
Well, it's kind of the same for me, right? Like I mean, you definitely have it worse. I'm not saying it's similar, but like me and Reese were definitely excited for the summer, close to patios, things like that. And almost like as soon as summer started to roll around, it was COVID, right? And everything shut down. So that was a bit of a tease for us. Like summer, especially where we were on College Street, I came back here, I think when I was moving out, and even during the COVID times, it looked awesome still because they had patios onto the street, right? Because they couldn't really have the indoor dining. And I know they did that during a regular summer as well. It would have been so much fun to just finish work on like 4 or 5 on a Friday and just go down to a patio, have dinner and sit outside and then see where the night takes you. That's something that I really wish I moved in during the summer so I got to experience that. But obviously,
yeah,
bigger things to worry about. But that it, like I am really excited to spend my first summer in Toronto. That's something that I haven't done yet. I mean, I worked here a couple summers ago in like 2017, but I was living out of a backpack. Like my aunt let me live at her place sometimes. And then I was going home for some of the days. So that I wouldn't consider that like a full summer in Toronto.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I mean, right now on weekends, I basically just walk around with the girlfriend and we're just basically prospecting all the things we could do when it opens up, like all these different restaurants or parks and whatnot to go to. So
yeah, that's what I was going to say. For you, like as a positive note, at least it's like time to just get ready for the summer at least. Oh, like yeah, eventually for sure. The patios and the restaurants are going to open up. So now you've been watching TikToks, walking around, you see the places you want to go to, at least you'll be ready rather than, I know it is fun to just kind of go and find the places as well, but like, it's also nice to know where you want to go over the summer. So you're at least ready to hit all the spots that you want to and make the bang for your buck of the rent you're paying.
Yeah, I have a mental list of things I want to do.
All right. You got anything else for us, Matt? Any other pressing questions? Any other mistakes we've made on our last couple podcasts that you want to correct us on?
No, they're in my binder back at the apartment, so I can't go through it yet.
All right. We'll get you on again to go through all those mistakes, but I'm sure you'll let us know in the meantime. Jay, any other topics you wanted to bring up that now that Matt was on the, I know the Grammys were, did you watch the Grammys, Matt?
The Grammys.
I didn't know. I just heard all the backlash. I heard the Bill Burr backlash. I heard The Weeknd not getting any nominations. I think I'm totally stealing this from I think some video I saw on Instagram, but like the whole pandemic's just killed award shows. No one I feel like is really watching them or paying as much attention to them now. I don't know if they'll rebound when stuff kind of clears up, but I think they've lost a lot of their appeal.
I think they will, Grammys. Because I think celebrities will like, there's a total just off cuff, but I feel like celebrities do like spending time each other and coming together and having these parties and stuff. So when it's post COVID and it's not taboo to do that, I feel like having an excuse to all come together will be nice for them. I thought they did I've watched a couple of them, especially when I was like back home in Bowmanville, not much else to do. Like the highlight was when an award show came on to kind of see what they did. But I thought they did a pretty good this time because obviously things are opening up a bit more. So they had more leeway, but they kind of had like the nominees there outside in this kind of pavilion. So everyone nominated would be sitting at the tables and they'd actually go up and have their speech. And then they had the separate section where the actual performances were. So they'd have like Billie Eilish, J Balvin, like three artists who were queued up and actually singing in a studio. So I think this is, I mean, sign of things maybe getting a bit better, but I think this is the best one that I've seen during COVID times. And it gave me a bit of hope that things are getting a little better and like there's a chance for award shows going forward. Definitely agree. Yeah. They're not the hottest topic. And like, I've seen a ton of things like you on Instagram saying they're dead, but this one I found, it was fucking 4 hours. It was painful to get through, but there was a lot of good positives from it, other than Trevor Noah was pretty fucking cringy hosting. If it was somebody better, like, I don't know. I think there could have been
Bill Burr,
a better option. Maybe. I mean, at least he would have made me laugh, not want to curl up in a ball.
Yeah, your name's pretty easy to pronounce, so.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, anything else from you, Jay? Oh, go ahead, Matt.
No, I was just going to say, too, I think with the Grammys, the big draw is that, I mean, a lot of the people winning it, I feel like it's really based on the popularity factor as opposed to kind of the talent, not saying the winners are talented. And I think that draws a lot of, like, negative views on it, whereas you look at the Oscars and a lot of those movies, you're not seeing, like, Transformers or these big Dwayne The Rock Johnson movies win it. They're, yeah, a lot of the more actually artistic, unique movies are winning there, which gives that more credibility. I think the Grammys has lost a lot of that credibility in the past, say, 6 years.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, I feel like also recently biased seeing like Parasite win, for example. I feel like that was a very, I don't want to say hipster movie, but you know what I'm saying? It's not like a traditional movie that the person would watch. But as soon as you saw it win literally every award, like, that's kind of cool. This is a movie that wasn't mainstream, not box office, like you said. But
yeah,
like an awesome overall movie and everyone who watched it enjoyed it. So I see what you're saying there.
Well, it's like you could go and look at the top nominees for movies, and it's like this list of 6-7 movies. I would bet they're yeah, probably quite well made movies, but if you look at like top songs of the year, I feel like those are where you kind of just kind of get into that just not as quality stuff.
Yeah, I agree. But I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm just saying this, but I feel like it's a lot harder to judge music because it's so taste-based. And I know you can say that with movies as well, but I feel like a movie is a lot more general than music, where it's so heavily based upon taste and kind of your opinion. So it's like, if you got to go with the most broad opinion, because there's so many different ones, I feel like music is what, that's why you find all these very broad songs, these hit songs as the top songs, because it's like, you got to kind of go with the masses, because how else are you going to judge it?
Yeah, that's fair.
All right. We've had you long enough. We went through this awesome summer draft here. I think it's something that we could keep, even though it's not March Madness every month of the year. I thought it was kind of fun. We'll kind of work out the rules, but congratulations to the long weekend, Darty, getting the W. You guys didn't even know what it meant before we started, but
persevered
and ended up winning the tournament. So thank you, Gray, for submitting that one, and as well as Glenn for submitting long weekends. Any final remarks, Jay?
No, yeah, this was fun. I think the matchups were tough, and I think this worked out pretty well.
All right. Thanks again, Maddie. I'm curious, are you going to listen to your own episode, or are we going to get one last view of this one?
You know what? I'm in the car a lot now that I'm doing sales, so I'll probably throw it on. I'll definitely listen to it.
I hope you find some mistakes you made. I noticed a couple and I noted them. I'll be letting you know after the podcast, but yeah, I'm excited for you to listen to yourself over and figure out that it's not so easy when you're on this mic real time, buddy. All right. Thanks for coming on, Maddie. And thanks to everyone for listening. Take it easy. Peace.